You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Horny, but joining us now, Jared, is the Essendon champion, former board member, Simon Madden. Simon, thank you so much for your time.
Good that you remembered me, boys. That's great. Good to be back into the football and not the politics.
It's great to be back in the footy. And your name's being bandied around a fair bit at the present time. I saw on the couch they were using your great career as a benchmark for Max Gawn. You're the best ruckman I ever saw, Simon. So Max must be getting close.
Look, thank you very much, mate. It's good to be remembered. I was a bit disappointed that Maxie didn't get the Norseman medal in his premiership year, because I'm the only ruckman to have a Norseman medal. And while Paul Dear at Hawthorn, God bless his soul, has got a Norseman, he was actually playing for that game.
He was indeed, yeah.
So you couldn't give it to him for two hitouts, could you? Because I remember that's what the stats were. So it was all his forward work. But Maxie, I would like to see another ruckman win it, because it would show that they're just as important now as they were 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So the Melbourne combination, the two ruckmen push one forward. I kicked a few goals with Paul Salmon and when Graham Moss was there, etc. So you have two strings to the bow. It's pretty good.
It is getting back to the times when you played. I mean, you used to be, you were almost a midfielder in some respects. You could float back and take a lot of marks. But you also started as a young bloke out of the goal square as well.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I watched Graham Moss win three best in first and also this medal from the forward pocket. So I sort of got an education firsthand on what the ruckman's supposed to do. So it was, and he went back to Western Australia. He always said because he did that, he made my career. So I thank him for going back to Perth regularly.
Simon, you were keen for the club to remain with Ben Rutten. What was it in him that you saw? And you also cautioned them not to go with a coach that had done it before. Now, it's early days. But firstly, the first question, Ben Rutten, what was it? And then the decision to go with Brad Scott.
I just thought, you know, we hadn't given him enough chance. And we'd got to a juncture where Geelong had done with Bomber Thompson, Melbourne had done with Simon Goodwin, Richard had done with their coach too, Dimmer, that they got the stage in an undernard and they stuck with the coach and developed a young coach along with the team. And I just thought we needed to give Ben Rutten that opportunity. Of course, it didn't work. There's always differences in football clubs. And then they looked around and got I think a very good coach. He's the second time round. He comes with good credentials. He's a good man. He has a good outlook. And they played very good footy on the weekend. So, you know, one swallow doesn't make a summer and one game doesn't make a season. But the way they played, I thought, was very good. Although, you know, put in context, last year we beat them in round 8 by about 27, 28 points, I think, when we were travelling terribly. So, you know, let's not get ahead of ourselves. I'm a big one for, you know, I'm full of cliches. One week at a time. I reckon the first four games are very winnable for Essendon, especially if they play the way they did on the weekend. And then they'd front up to round 5, I think it is, with Melbourne in Adelaide and the gather round. And I think that would be a great lead up for them. I believe there's a lot of great talent in youngsters, but they are still very young. And Hawthorn are even younger. But you can just see that if you get this group, and Jared, you know this too, if you watch players play together and develop together, see the whole team develop, then you've got much, much better chance of success rather than just chopping and changing. So I wish the best for the club, and I wish that they would just, now that there's so much change happened, to settle down. I know it's very hard for people to say the word, be patient and watch the coach and these young kids develop over the next 3-4 years and give the coach every chance to develop them as a group together.
So when you shared that opinion on Ben Rutten, was that the catalyst for you having to step down from the board, or was it told you that you must step down?
No, my choice. I'd been around for eight years and 9 months. There was virtually two factions on the footy club, 6-4 on a number of decisions. I was in the minority. I thought, well, if this keeps going like this, what's the use of me being here? if it's just going to be, you know, this against them, I thought, well, that's not good for me, that's not good for them, it's not good for the club. And I've done my tenure, so it's, and I've said before that we're all just passing through in our clubs, and I've done my time passing through as the player, I've done my time passing through as a Rucks coach, and I've done my time passing through as the on the committee, on the board. So now it's I'm happy to sit back and let somebody else have a go. But I really, you know, I would, as somebody called me the older statesman one day, which is nice, but it just means you're old, would, you know, said, you know, they like my viewpoint. And my viewpoint is to say that now we've had all that change, you have to look at stability over the next 4 years.
But stability won't come until everybody's on the same page. And from what we read, whether it's right or wrong, I'm not sure. But everybody in that footy department has to start getting on together.
Oh, no, exactly right. Now, I'm not close enough this year to it. But I know, you know, Jared, when you play, we play with players, you don't always get along, but you do understand what the direction is, what the motivation is, and, you know, what the path is. So you have to get on that path. Now, if you don't get on that path yet, somebody has to sit down between a couple of people and be the facilitator and say, all right, boys, can you get on this path? I've done that before with people inside football and outside football, but... Yep. You have to sit down and say, look, you know, where are we heading? Are you two on track, or two or three or four, whatever? Because if you're not on track, then you become a liability. So you have to have a real honest, fair and conversation, and be adults about it, and work out your differences so that you can head in the right direction.
So why hasn't that happened, Som? Because like, Dodoro and Marnie, hearing about, not just recently, but for... I don't know, for 6-12 months.
The new CEO might, I don't know, you know, giving me his first 100 days, hasn't been there long. But I think it can be different philosophies. And I think new people come in and you've got to be careful between you see old people as unnecessary or you see old people as wise. And wise people, you know, older people have to say, well, who's this young upstart or does he bring something good to the equation? So I think that, you know, I would like to see, because I have great faith in both of them. Now, whether they have in each other, that's different. But I would like to see someone sit down and work that out and see if they can be on the same page, because I think they both add something to the football club.
Well, you're frustrated by the lack of development of some of the players, and you've touched on their list early and your excitement behind it. There's been some good players, some high draft picks, some big-name recruits on big contracts come through the club recently. It hasn't resulted in final success, and the review that was done at the end of last year really highlighted the lack of development. Was that a frustration of yours on the board?
Oh, look, not necessarily frustration, but I knew it had to be important. Post the supplement saga and then leading into COVID, it was really important that the board be very, the club be very stable financially, because that can get you in all sort of trouble. So we've done that. The next stop was to talk about development. Remember, and I use this on a number of occasions, the game we first came against, played against Port, we had 13 fellas under 16 games, with five, I think, in single figures. You are not going to have a team play well with that amount of young youth in it. So you have to bite the bullet and develop them over time. And if development doesn't happen in one season, it's three pre-seasons you need for muscles. Look at Darcy Parrish now. And look at his arms. And look at his arm for first year he played. I mean, they're about three times as wide. I think he's changed jumper size about four times. You know, it's the development over time. And while we all want success in a hurry, the reality is it doesn't come in a hurry. It comes by stability and slow, hard work till you get to stage. Ask Richmond, ask Melbourne, ask the Bulldogs, ask Geelong, ask teams that have been and got to the stage where they develop a culture of success and a high-performance culture. It doesn't happen in 1 year or 2 years.
So Brad Scott has asked for calm. He's asked for patience. What sort of time frame do you give him to enter the finals with a genuine chance to, you know, progress to be a heavy hitter? I mean, you've been up and down like a lot of clubs. You go into the finals, you go out of the finals. That's irrelevant. It may satisfy people for 5 minutes. It's a sugar hit. But when you go in, you've got to keep going and, you know, basically get that flag.
And that's exactly right. And it's an easy thing to say, but I say, look, if you get in and win one final, you understand. Because it happened to me in my time. You say, right, you lose one final, you lose two, you're unaware about whether you can do it. You get in there and win a final, and all of a sudden you go, oh, this is what they're talking about. I like that. Now, I look at this group, and I've always said, you know, I have the luxury of playing lots of games. most players, you learn the game in the first 50 games, you understand it in the second 50. If you're around long enough to play 100 games, you understand where you fit into the big picture. Most players don't play 100 games. So a lot of players are numbering owing. So you need to give, and I say, and this is what I'd be saying at the top, we signed this player for 4 years. He should have the full 4 years to develop that plan. If he doesn't succeed, you don't have to sign him for 5, but don't get into the third year of the contract and then sack him, because we'll just turn over coaches and turn over the system again, and it'll be 15 years before we have success. So I really want to see the club have success. So that word stability, I'll say it again, stability, and once stability is really, really important for the next 3-4 years.
Do the players have a hard enough edge? Now, Brad Scott was a hard player with a hard edge. You know exactly what you're talking about. There's been criticism, and I think fair criticism, that Essendon players have been a bit mild-mannered and meek. Do you share that view?
The aftermath of the Sutton saga, to keep players and to hang on to them and keep the club together, was make hay slowly and come tough slowly as well. So I think, and then COVID on top of that, is actually made it harder for the club compared to other clubs to develop that hardness. Now we're past that. And that's why with all this change, I think it's fair enough now for the new coach to be saying, you know, we have to be hard enough. We have to do more hard training. And again, it's up to your fitness people as well that you make sure that they understand the slow progress you have to make. I can remember being 19, I think it was Lance Thompson, we had the True Sport Olympics. That's how long ago it was ago. And he saw me there before the game, and he looked at me. He looked at me and said, "Who's are those? Where'd you get them from?" all of a sudden, after 3 pre-seasons, I had muscles. So I've been through the process and understand that it just doesn't happen. Just doesn't happen automatically. It takes time, and that terrible word called patience. But stability and patience is what the club really needs now.
What's the upside for the Bombers this year, Simon?
I think realistically, they'd be lucky to. I hope I'm wrong. They'd be lucky to sneak into the finals.
Yep.
If they're within the mid range, if they're about 9, 10, 11, 12, I think that's good. And then next year you'd expect to have a go for the finals, and then the next year after that, expect them to be hanging around the finals for a few weeks. So that's a development plan I would actually try and be working on.
Well, let's hope that comes to fruition, and there's no reason why it shouldn't. There's plenty of talent, plenty of young talent, but as you've rightly pointed out, some patience required and some time required. Before you go, what else are you doing with yourself?
Oh, mate, I'm glad. I've gone out of left field, mate. I've just been at a photo shoot this morning for a play that I've been I'm presenting with Neil Cole. I organised a very good playwright. He's won a few awards. It's called Essendon Champions from Thurgood to Hurt. We did one last year about Tony Shaw, and went over really well. So he decided to write another one about a whole club rather than a player. And he's got me to help him promote it and present it. So if you go to Chapel and look it up, you'll find some information about it. But I think it's pretty good, and it's told through the eyes of Essendon supporters or a specific one. And even if you're not a theatre goer, you're a football follower, I think it'd be a good thing to see. Chapel, there you go. There's my free plug. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Good on you, Simon. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Simon Madden there, Essendon champion and former board member, taking us through all the issues at the Bombers right now.